It's 8 o'clock and you're listening to the regional newscast from KVNF. I'm Patricia Naft. The Boulder District Court ruled yesterday that the City of Longmont can't ban hydraulic fracturing in the end or the storage and disposal of hydraulic fracturing waste. The ruling was in favor of the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. In her ruling, Judge Dee Dee Mallard said the ban restricts the state's authority to regulate the industry. Longmont voters passed a ban on fracking in 2012. Since then, four other cities, Boulder, Lafayette, Broomfield, and Fort Collins, have passed similar restrictions. Despite the decision, the judge issued a stay on any fracking in Longmont until the case can be appealed. The Alakai fire has burned more than 20,000 acres northwest of Craig. As CPR reports, the sparsely populated area is mostly ranchland and sagebrush with fairly flat ground that calls for a different kind of firefighting than in the more rugged mountain areas. Lynn Barclay is with the Bureau of Land Management in Craig.
When you are looking at flat terrain, you can utilize road graders, that type of equipment, where you cannot in steep terrain.
Barclay says crews are using a road grader to cut lines around the fire. Barclay tells KVNF two structures were damaged, a homestead barn and a barn. There are oil and gas drilling sites and pipelines in the area. The Colorado Department of Public Health says products made in store at Whole Foods in Colorado, Idaho, Kansas, New Mexico, and Utah are being recalled over concern the food could be contaminated with listeria. Whole Foods markets peach salsa and peach goat medallion products sold between June 1st and July 21st are being recalled. Earlier this week, the U.S. Department of Agriculture recalled peaches, plums, nectarines, plucots, and plumcots sold at City Market and other King Supers over the fear the produce could have been contaminated with listeria. In both cases, the fruit recalled was packed by California's Wawona Packing Company. In 2011, 30 people died from a listeria outbreak linked to cantaloupe grown in Colorado. The Mesa County Health Department says a child who lives in the county is being treated for hantavirus. The boy was transported to Denver over the weekend for treatment, according to a release from the county. Hantavirus is a rodent-borne illness mainly carried by deer mice in Colorado and other Four Corners states. It can be deadly. Jennifer House is a veterinarian for the Colorado Department of Public Health. She says the virus is carried in mouse droppings and urine.
Activities that would basically stir up mouse droppings in urine could potentially put the virus in the air, and then that person could then inhale them.
House says there have been four cases of hantavirus reported this year, and one person in the state has died from the illness. She says a third of the people who contact the virus die from it. Colorado Highway Patrol has allegedly failed to report a vehicle hitting a mountain lion near Hotchkiss on Sunday to Colorado Parks and Wildlife. KVNF's Laura Pomasano reports.
A mountain lion was reportedly hit by an SUV outside of the town Sunday. Kathy Linnell, a Paonia resident, says she struck the cat on Highway 92.
We were coming down off Rogers Mesa, and right at the corner at the top of the hill coming into Hotchkiss, where the county barn is, a mountain lion came running out from the barn, and it was about probably 9:30 at night, and I just remember seeing this real blonde hair, and I thought, that's awful blonde for a deer, and slammed on my brakes, and he looked at me, and I just remember the eyes and the big long tail, and my son was with me. We ran over him, and so we got pulled over, got turned around and went back, and he was not there.
Linnell says after the incident, she went home and called the Delta County Dispatch.
And dispatch and Delta said that since it was on the highway, I needed to talk to Highway Patrol. So they transferred me to Highway Patrol, and whomever it was that I talked to there, she didn't even seem to know the area that it was. She said she was new, and so I explained to her where it was, and she kind of said, well, since no one was hurt and there was no car damage and the lion wasn't there then, she said probably everything was okay, and I said, no, a wounded lion is not good to have around, especially if he had run up that hill. There are several houses up there. She said, okay, well, then I'll tell DOW, and that's where it left.
I called the Delta County Sheriff's Office, who said they had no information on the incident. I also called the Colorado State Patrol's Public Information Office, who said they had no information as well. Then I called Colorado Parks and Wildlife and spoke to Jay Winham, the area game manager for the Gunnison Basin and North Fork Valley. Winham says he spoke to the Colorado State Dispatch. He says the agency has a record of the call, but closed the case without notifying Parks and Wildlife of the incident.
Sounds like there was a breakdown in communication. We were not notified of the incident. The dispatch center that handled that is taking steps to remedy that, and I don't anticipate any future issues.
Linnell says she gave the State Patrol dispatch operator her number, but says as of Thursday afternoon, she hasn't heard anything from the agency, and she's concerned about a potential wounded mountain lion being in the area.
There was just like dust you could see on the front of my car where he had hit, so we think maybe he just like rolled and the car just went over him, but I can't imagine that he just walked away unscathed.
Winham says when an animal gets injured, it goes into a defensive and protective mode, not an aggressive mode.
Because at this point, if they are injured, they probably have limited mobility. They may not be feeling well, and they're not able to remove themselves from a hazardous situation. If they didn't have an injury, they could probably run away or climb a tree or do something to avoid and evade that perceived threat.
Winham says he wants to talk to Linnell about the incident to document the case. He says if it seems the lion could have been seriously injured, Parks and Wildlife could end up having to euthanize the animal if they can locate it. The Hotchkiss Police Department says a mountain lion was reportedly spotted around town last week, but it isn't known if it is the same lion involved in this incident. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
Natural gas drilling in an area near Carbondale, known as the Thompson Divide, is still a possibility despite protest from many local residents. The group trying to stop it is hopeful a Forest Service plan due out later this summer will prevent future drilling. Aspen Public Radio's Marcy Krivenin reports.
The oil and gas leasing analysis is an update of a 1993 plan that pinpointed where drilling was appropriate on the White River National Forest. The forest spans more than 3,500 square miles. The revision considers changes over the last two decades, like improved drilling technology, an increase in the demand for natural gas, and an increasing rate of production on lands near the forest. Factors like roadless areas, land ownership, and endangered species also enter into the plan. The advocacy group, the Thompson Divide Coalition, is focusing its efforts on the release of the Forest Service analysis. Zane Kessler is the group's executive director.
Now we're really gearing up in anticipation of a Forest Service decision that has the potential to ensure long-term protections for the Thompson Divide area from future leasing.
The coalition's goal is to protect the 220,000-plus acres of federal land that cover parts of Pitkin and Garfield counties. Kessler says that acreage is inappropriate for future leasing, and that's the message his group sent to the Forest Service.
We helped to rally thousands of comments during the last public comment period on the draft environmental impact statement. We are waiting anxiously and remain hopeful that that Forest Service decision will protect the area from future leasing.
The Forest Service expects to release a final analysis next month. The plan only examines future oil and gas leasing. A separate report from the Bureau of Land Management looks at existing leases on the forest. There are 25 of those on the Thompson Divide, which are undeveloped. The BLM will incorporate parts of what the Forest Service comes up with into their own plan. A final BLM analysis is due out in 2 years. Besides the Forest Service plan, the Thompson Divide Coalition is also hopeful legislation that protects the area will move through a gridlocked Congress. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.
You've been listening to the regional newscast on KVNF. Stay tuned for Adam and the Friday Morning Music Mix.